From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea. This comes in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. VOA's Margaret Brashear has the story.
North Korea conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test to date on Sunday, quickly drawing international condemnation. At the UN, Nikki Haley had a stern warning for dictator Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Haley said the U.S. would circulate a new sanctions resolution to council members and expected to quickly bring it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Also at the U.N., the Security Council will hold an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar that has forced nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The meeting, which has been scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday after Zayed Raad al-Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of the Rohingya as, quote, a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Zayed told the Human Rights Council in Geneva that his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out extrajudicial killings and burning entire Rohingya villages in Rakhine State. This is VOA. Residents of the Florida Keys may not be able to go home for weeks now to see for themselves the havoc left behind in Hurricane Irma's wake. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept cars and homes aside. Meanwhile, in the Caribbean, numerous small island nations, such as Barbuda, have been left in a total state of ruin. VOA's Slata Chahok has more.
On her way to Florida, Irma wreaked havoc in the Caribbean. Almost all of the homes were destroyed on the island of Barbuda. Ronald Sanders, Barbuda and Antigua ambassador to the United States, told VOA that it was the worst storm to hit Barbuda in 300 years and that all the residents had to be moved off the island.
There's no electricity, no potable water, no buildings in which to live.
The ambassador said the rebuilding will require structures that can withstand future storms that are bound to become stronger as a result of climate change. A weakened but still dangerous storm is now moving through Georgia toward Alabama. Both states have declared a state of emergency. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the full court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect on Tuesday. If there were further challenges to the refugee ban, Justice Kennedy said they should be filed to the nation's highest court by noon today. Tuesday marks the start of a month-long voluntary vote in Australia that could eventually legalize same-sex marriage. As many as 16 million Australians will receive a mail-in ballot asking them to vote either yes or no on the issue, then mail it back by November. If a majority of the ballots are marked yes, Parliament will follow through with a formal vote in December. A new opinion survey released Tuesday indicates around 70% of those questioned said they support same-sex marriage. And the Brazilian government has opened an investigation into the deaths of 10 members of an uncontacted indigenous tribe, allegedly at the hands of gold miners. Authorities say the prosecutor's office in Amazonas State, near the Colombian border, opened the investigation after learning the miners had bragged about killing members of an unidentified tribe. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.